A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
1-0 hit well to deep right field. Put a charge into that one. Jared Kelnick into the chop house. His first homer as a Brave. And it's 2-0 Atlanta in the third inning. That is some King Kong s***.
Three, Cellini, Domino, the Fan, 680, 93.7 FM. Ben Ingram with the call last night. Jared Kelnick, his first home run as a Brave. And remember, all season long, when the Braves hit a home run, you'll score an instant round trip or discount on a set of Goodyear or Cooper tires.
No charge.
The next day only, as in today, at Tire Discounters. Well, there's going to be some charge, just not as much. Plus, you'll get a free alignment and free oil change. Now, there's no charge there. With your purchase, the more home runs the Braves hit, the bigger the deals are at Tire Discounters. Learn more at TireDiscounters.com/Braves.
It's time for the Business of Sports Minute, presented by Southern Company. Southern Company is building the future of energy for the customers and communities they are privileged to serve.
And the future is pickleball as well. And with that, we welcome in Bruce Popko, the Major League Pickleball CEO. And it's coming to town at Lifetime Peachtree Corners next week, May the 13th through the 19th. Bruce, thanks for coming on the Business of Sports.
Thank you. Great to be with you guys.
Well, talk about how this thing has pretty much taken, never mind Atlanta, taken the world by storm, seemingly.
It's been incredible. So in the last 12 months, we've had the expansion of our league. We're at 22 teams now. We've merged with the tour side of the equation, which is the PPA. I'm actually here in Dallas. We just made a major announcement this morning about an amateur world championship and then some of our pro play that's going to be combined come November. But I am at the airport and heading to Atlanta for our first event starting tomorrow.
As you said, it's the first event of the 24 season, Lifetime Peachtree Corners, 6350 Courtside Drive, Northwest Peachtree Corners, Georgia. Is this thing growing faster than anybody could have anticipated? And I mean that in a good way.
No, agreed. It's one of those that we almost have to spend our time now deciding on which opportunities to really focus on and try to bring to the marketplace and bring to the fan base. Because we're getting approached with so many different things, whether it be venues or playing opportunities and our sponsorships and our broadcast partners. It's certainly a pleasure to be around it and just have the backing of just tens of millions of people that are playing the sport regularly.
Any idea how old this game actually is?
The game actually dates back to the 70s, believe it or not. It was developed out in the Seattle area by a family that cobbled together a bunch of different equipment. And as the legend goes, pickleball is actually the name comes from the equivalent for when you're putting together a crew team. And if you just grab some sort of random people, it was always referred to as pickle races. So as I understand the legend, that's where it came from. But it's about as old as I am, and I'm kind of old at this point.
All right. So has anybody tried to tell me when was the patient X moment? Like all of a sudden things changed after what? What had to happen?
I think a couple things. I think when you began to see where the availability of courts to play began to catch up with how many players there were. And it's not a knock on tennis or any other sports, but where we began to sort of grab some real estate that was not being used or fully appreciated and have that conversion or new builds of pickleball courts, there was an aha moment that we were certainly onto something. And the great part about the sport is that, you know, you've got amateurs and pros playing alongside one another at events, which I think is a really unique proposition.
Talk about this dream breaker tiebreaker in the league, how that works.
Yeah, it's the best. So we play the best of four, and if it ends up as a tie 2-2, the four doubles matches, we go to a singles format where you'll get men and women playing against one another. And in pickleball, you know, you've got specialists. Some are really good doubles players. Some are actually better at singles. So part of the strategy in formulating a team is being prepared for that dream breaker where they'll play the 21 now, and basically the players rotate in every 4 points. And it's almost kind of a Ryder Cup where you pick your first player, the other team picks their first player, and you go right down the roster of the four players. So you get some really interesting matchups. And in a lot of cases, you get the women kicking the men's butts.
And you can follow it at MajorLeaguePickleball.net. You can also get tickets there. You can also check them out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. The first event of the season coming to Atlanta. Peachtree Corner is the Lifetime location there, May 13th through the 19th. Bruce Popko, the Major League Pickleball CEO, thank you for coming on and sharing some of the information.
Thanks so much. Hope to see everybody out there.
The Business of Sports Minute, presented by our friends at Southern Company. You can check out all our interviews at 680thefan.com, thepodcastpark.com, or on the 680 The Fan app.
Want to mention the 1 o'clock hour brought to you by AquaGuard. Notice cracked bricks, floor gaps, or bowed basement walls. Well, if you have, Joe, the experts from AquaGuard can provide a free inspection. If you're ready to fix your sagging, bouncy floors, visit AquaGuard.net. Floor is sagging or bouncing, it's never a good sign. I am not a structural engineer, Chris, but I can even tell you that.
Yeah, unstable beneath your feet doesn't feel like the way you want to go very often in life.
This floor seems like it's buckling. Ah, it'll settle itself. Last night, the Braves settled themselves down after losing a 2-0 lead. And who else, Chris? Marcell Ozuna, the run-scoring single in the bottom of the eighth. Then they botch a double play. I don't know if Vaughn Grissom was responsible for that as well, as he was playing second base, but they botched a double play, did the Red Sox, which led to another run, and the Braves do win 4-2.
How quickly or easily could this have gone the other way? 1-for-14 with runners in scoring position was Boston. They had plenty of opportunities. Plenty of opportunities. And when it fell apart for Lopez, it fell apart. You know, the good news is it wasn't the beginning of the game where you had to stress and worry about pitch count. When they decided to pull him, it was because it got wonky. When you're walking guys on four pitches in a close baseball game, normally because what he's done, I would have said, I don't want four guys coming out of the bullpen. I might have let him work his way out of that. I did think that that's what was going to happen.
They gave him a chance, but the problem was that walk to force in the first run for the Red Sox, none of those balls were anywhere near the strike zone. Brian Snicker had no choice.
Yeah, I don't know what, like, normally you say, catcher come out, let, you know, just walk around the mound for a second. We're gonna get 20-plus seconds here. But they didn't. And the bullpen door swung open four times. And I always get nervous when that happens. But Bummer was really the story of the night. You know, other than Kelnick's first home run as an Atlanta Brave, I thought Bummer was sort of the unsung hero in this whole
thing. Yeah, we'll talk about and hear from Bummer momentarily. But back to the man who hit the home run last night, Jared Kelnick. He had gone 232 at-bats without a home run. Going back to June 9th last year. That's the last time Jared Kelnick hit a home run.
Not running into one just seems strange. So Chipper Jones said something. And by the way, he's going to be on a 4:30 today.
The Hall of Famer with Chuck and Chernoff.
And one of the reasons I said this morning, I'm thinking about giving him a call. He said something where, hey, here's what I would like to talk to him about. And this is what I felt about Kelnick. You're 24 years old. You're not huge, but you're not a smallish guy. You put together pretty good. Why does it look like when you walk up to the plate, you're not in full attack mode? Now, maybe it's because you fear striking out. And I'm not talking about being careless, but he doesn't look like he drives the baseball. He doesn't look like he's looking to do damage. And Chipper's point was what we've often said. You've got to go up sometimes thinking, I'm going to knock the center field wall down. That's how hard I'm going to hit a baseball. I never sense that with him. I don't know if this is going to trip a trigger. I don't know if it's going to be better. I don't want him thinking, we've seen guys, now I'm a home run hitter. You're not. You're the back of the car,
but
tell me.
But he's
you're
more
not.
Of a home run hitter than he's leading on. And my point is he's going to strike out. That's the type of hitter he is. So
you go can't attack.
Be, yeah, you can't be afraid of striking out.
Yeah.
As you said, be aggressive up there.
There are certain guys that you look at and you go, okay, there's an easy aggression. With him, when I saw the lack of home run numbers, I said, okay, is he looking to flick it? Is he taking, how about this? Because of the strikeout numbers, it looked like he was taking defensive swings.
Yes.
I just want to stay in the at-bat as opposed to go do damage.
And you're going to strike out anyway. That's, again, the type of hitter that you are. But the home run is good news, and that's your Wellstar Wellstat of the day. At Wellstar, our patients are the center of everything we do, nationally ranked and locally recognized for our high-quality care, inclusive culture, and exceptional doctors and caregivers. One of the highest and most integrated healthcare systems in Georgia. Visit Wellstar.org today. Wellstar, more than healthcare. People care. Here is Brian Snicker on his left fielder finally going yard.
He's been great. I mean, he's handled everything. He's continuing to believe in himself and work. And it was just, you know, it was good to see the power. You know, I'm sure that felt really good to him. And, you know, that's why we like him. I mean, you see what he can do and what he can bring. And, you know, we've seen it in the outfield defensively, speed on the bases and everything. So, you know, hopefully tonight's a nice stepping stone for him.
And we're going to get the bummer, but you did use Duvall as a pinch hitter. That's
and he makes a great catch in the eighth inning.
And again, you get the benefit of him not just being an empty bat. He can go out and play in the outfield. And Austin Riley made a hell of a play. And that way you had two errors. Look, I said it, even though Arcia made an error last night, that left side of the infield is solid defensively. My God, it is. It's just nice to know that while it can go wonky on a given play, that's a really good left side of your infield.
And Joe Jimenez did get the win thanks to that Duvall catch. He strands two runners, but Bummer gets out of the situation with the bases loaded and one out. He gives up a hit. It goes off his body. Yeah. Could have been a double play if it didn't hit him, but we'll never know. And then gets back-to-back strikeouts to close out the inning, and it could have been much worse. It was tied at two.
He gets my gold star of the night. And they talked about it, you know, 26-man roster type win. It felt like that. Four calls to the bullpen. Duvall pinch hits. You see a couple of defensive plays. You cover up for the couple of the errors. And again, Boston kicked themselves all the way to their hotel. One for 14. You had every opportunity to win that baseball game last night for them, and they didn't.
Here's Aaron Bummer on getting the job done.
I thought Lopie did a great job. You know, he's been phenomenal all year long. Obviously, I wish I would have gotten out there and to get him the win. But, you know, keeping it to one was huge and, you know, gave our bats a chance to stay in the game and capitalize in the eighth there.
You just never know when you're going to be the one facing the media after a game. I don't think Aaron Bummer could have thought it was going to be his opportunity.
Yeah,
it's like Michael Tonkin. Was it a couple of years ago when he was facing the media, talked to the media for the first time in forever? You could tell he was nervous.
Well, and it's also, oh, yeah, there's a chance. Oh, I see. There's three or four of them standing over there. Then he'll be left alone for a while unless he does something wrong. And what is it? You're usually the guy who you have to answer to something. Last night, it was nice for him. I brought up something this morning. We were talking off the air. So I was on with the front row. I played the role of Kevin McAlpin.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
The locker room.
Damn. Listen.
You want to try that again?
I will.
Take two. You were on with who?
The locker room.
I played the role
of Bobby McAlpin. Oh, wait. No, it's Kevin McAlpin. The point
is, I'll try and joke your way out of this.
We were talking about Wilson Contreras. He got his arm done broke last night, and he knew it because he had a baseball
bat. Got hit with a backswing.
Yeah. So, and then I said, let me look at the numbers. 2012, catcher's interference, 23 of them. There were 99 last year. And I went back to 2019 when it went from 41 to 61. It's framing. These guys are trying to steal pitches. They're lunging out to try to get a ball. You know, you say, well, just go back a little bit. But then you're asking an umpire to make a call about the plate as opposed to where you catch it in your glove. These guys are trying to steal strikes. You're getting in harm's way. 99 catcher's interference. There's already 33 this year.
They've been too close.
There's no doubt in my mind. And maybe I'll ask Fasano today. He's the catching guy for the
Braves. You going to talk to Sal today?
I might.
Yeah,
I might.
Ask him about Sean Murphy. What's going on here? Just said, I want to know what's happening. I said, that's not what I said.
Wow.
I'm just, even Buck said it yesterday. He's surprised. Jeff Rancourt alluded to it yesterday as he joined us. He's surprised. A lot of people thought he'd be back by now. That's all.
Yeah. Yes.
It's been a long, long time. That's all.
Yeah. Yes.
And they need him.
Yes.
That's all.
All right.
I'm not accusing anybody of anything. I'm wondering what's happening.
I'm typing it in my phone. How would you like me to ask him? What's the question?
I just want to know what's happening with Sean Murphy. That's all.
All right. I'll ask him.
It's a simple, straightforward question.
I do think it is framing, though. I do think that 2019 or so, when we started to hear more about framing, that's when the number jumped up. 99 catcher's interference. Do you ever remember a catcher's interference 10 years ago?
I don't.
I don't either.
When I was a kid, I don't remember any catcher's interference.
I just think it's guys lunging a little bit, trying to get a little bit closer to stealing.
But back then, the pitchers were pitchers. They were men. They were on their own. You didn't have to frame anything. They threw strikes. That's what they did. Hurt their arms throwing pitches. Times were different, and we liked it that way.
Did you see his reaction?
Stealing strikes. How about you throw strikes so we don't have to steal them? That's old baseball man.
Yeah. Love that guy. I agree with a lot of them.
You're confused with the old man who likes hardball.
Yeah, that.
Two different guys.
Did you see him?
Martin.
Did you see how far away he got from home plate? Like, I'm not kidding. Like, that arm was.
Well, a bit
that arm was broke. That arm was broke. He got away from behind the plate and he just wanted a minute to himself. It was like me laying on the stairs. You go, you know, at some point I'm going to have to gather myself up. But right now, this is not good.
You know, I joked about it. I fell down the stairs. My wife had to put carpeting on the stairs because it was hardwood. And I slipped and I fell down the stairs. And I stayed down for a couple of seconds because I thought I blew out my knee.
Yeah.
I thought of all the things I've done over the years, I just blew out my knee falling down a flight of stairs.
Geronimo!
Well, actually, that wasn't the case.
You have that moment where you want to assess, but you don't want to do it lying on the ground. You just feel lesser. You feel lesser about yourself if you're assessing while you're still.
Now I have vertigo. I'm in the gym dizzy as I sit up. I have to, like, sit up and turn my head to the left for a second, like a mental patient.
I have my...
Sucks getting old.
I have my rib girdle on right now. I was told that...
Can I borrow that? I want to wear some pants that don't fit me this weekend.
This is... I asked. They said, don't put it on. You have swelling. It's going to swell for about a week. Then we found out I got the approval last night. Put it on for about 4 hours. Take it off for a little bit. Just try to keep it in place.
I need the girdle. I feel like I weigh 500 pounds right now. We went to Pasta Bella last night. It's by the East-West Connector on Austell Road. Unreal experience there. Fantastic.
Wow.
Italian food. And cheap.
Look at you.
We paid. So this isn't one of those rules where, I paid. I'm just telling you. If you're
I went to Maggiano's.
That's fine, but if you're in the area, check out Pasta Belli.
Did it feel
authentic? Will not be disappointed.
Yeah, it was my favorite.
Did it feel authentic?
Yeah, it did. I mean, I was very, very impressed, and we took a lot home. I can't finish food anymore either.
Yeah, I'm not a big...
gone down that road. Anyway, tonight Chris Sale's going to go down the road of facing his former team. Nick Pivetta looks like he's coming off the injured list. He'll start for the Red Sox. Of course, Chris Sale came over in the Vaughn Grissom deal. Vaughn Grissom met with the media yesterday coming back for the first time since getting traded. He said, yeah, I was trying not to cry when Alex Anthopoulos told me I was traded. And he did say, I could pitch. You need to pitch, Alex. Now, this is his voice. He's imitating himself. During the conversation, Vaughn Grissom with Alex Anthopoulos. You need to pitch. I can pitch.
Did he think he was being banished from baseball?
I don't know.
Did he not hear the word traded in any of this?
And he did praise Alex, saying Alex was honest and upfront with me, saying, look, we don't want to trade you. Now, he did say, according to Vaughn Grissom, you're the only guy anybody wants. So I don't know if you're in the organization right now, how you feel about that. Vaughn said Alex told him when he traded him for Chris Sale.
I wouldn't have made that.
Listen, everybody knows this organization, the minor league system's filled with bums. You're the only one. You're the only one they're asking for, so I got to trade you.
I think that's just trying to help a young man out, trying to understand the business of baseball. But if you're going to go, but I can pitch too, that's different, man. Like, what did you just think, that you can never play again because you're not going to be on the Atlanta Braves, but you want one more shot and pitch?
I just think he loved it here. He wanted to stay, and this was the first time probably he's ever dealt with anything remotely close to this.
But I spent all that time with Ron Washington.
But you promised me I get a chance to play. You promised me.
Yeah, it was just a culture shock for him, and he's moved on. Everybody else has moved on. So Chris Sale gets the start tonight, and if you have Comcast Xfinity, you're not watching the game. Diamond Sports Group, the company that owns Bally's, put out a letter yesterday, and the headline of the letter stated, Comcast Xfinity fans want their games back. Yeah, that's what you want to do. Start pointing fingers. You're all at fault. Nobody cares if you think they're at fault. Nobody cares if Comcast Xfinity feels the opposite way. All they know is they're paying a lot of money for cable, and they can't watch the team they love. If you're at the stadium, in certain sections of the stadium, you can't watch the game. How do you think Derek Schiller feels about that?
Yeah.
Our paying customers can't watch. They're paying a lot of money for these tickets because they have monitors with these tickets, and they can't watch the game.
You know what I realized? I don't want to say becoming an adult or I could actually see. There's nuance to things. My thing was, when players were striking or they were being locked out, I got to figure out whose side I'm on. And I realized, I don't care. Kill each other in the streets. But at 7:20, somebody better say play ball, and there better be a baseball game. I don't care who's right and who's wrong. I will give you my opinion, who won this battle. Oh, I think they didn't give this, they didn't ask for enough. Whatever. That's all like part of what we do. This is the equivalent of that for me. I don't care.
This is more...
Is the game on or is the game not on?
This is more insulting. Is it not doing this?
Oh, the letter?
Returning to you, the fans. Raise your voices. Let Xfinity know you want your teams back on the air. Tell them to do right by the fans. After all, you're the ones who pay to make it happen. Your opinion matters. No, apparently it doesn't, because I'm not watching anything right now. And I'm not happy with you, and I'm not happy with them.
Yeah, I don't care.
It's not doing me any good.
This is not good.
I don't care who wins. Like, does somebody really have to win? What's supposed to happen is the game's supposed to be on TV, because that was sort of the promise that was made. Like, I thought we had sort of an agreement. I'll be a fan, and I can sit at home, and I can watch the baseball games.
Thankfully, I have DirecTV. I'd be flipping out if I couldn't watch the Braves right now. Flipping the blank out. So I don't blame the fans.
I can tell you, if you like once in a while, I call it quiet time in my house. I want quiet time. You can listen to the game on radio and visualize.
We got you covered here. There's no question about that.
You've seen enough baseball games where if you need to, and we got guys who can paint a picture, have quiet time. Have the game on the radio on our app, and then visualize what's happening. They can describe an Austin Riley really good play at third base. Maybe that's what you get. That's what you need maybe for a little bit.
And courtesy of the Fan and the Fan app, you can listen to Braves baseball for free all season long into the postseason. Also, it's a beautiful thing. We're not going to write you a letter saying, well, you know, you look at them across the street here. Now it's not up to us. It's up to them. And you tell them you want your Braves back. No one's going to say that around here. Nobody.
The other part is Diamond Sports. Listen, you kind of got yourself into a mess on your own. I didn't have anything to do with that. So just figure out a way to get the games on my TV.
Oh, we figured out a way. It's them. It's them in the big building here in the Battery. It's them. They're the villains.
Do they have to come back with a letter themselves now, Xfinity? I mean, if you really, let's not do this. Don't make two idiots on an AM radio station have to clunk your heads verbally. Just get in the room. Like I said, I want to be a national arbiter. I want a 2-year gig. I got about 45 things. Matt Lear, Adam, maybe your homework tonight. Think about something if there was truly a national arbiter. Binding arbitration. Give me something you would like me to settle. Here's what I believe. Unlike all of these, we have a committee, and then the committee met, but then they're going to meet again so we can meet again and talk about when we're going to meet again.
The more opinions,
right.
And the more opinions, the more confusion, and the more confusion, the bigger the delays.
Adam, is there anything?
That's your issue.
Is there anything you feel you need to get settled in your life? Bigger picture, if you want to think about your fellow man, Matt Lear, anything that you need?
What do you think, Adam?
I just need an answer. Like, I need this settled. Okay, I'll
think about it. You don't have to answer.
Yeah, school protest stuff could be, you know, we could settle that.
It's down the hall.
Yeah, that one.
That's extra 106.3 sports
actually,
only.
Actually, I don't want that one.
Well, yeah, kind of. This is kind of sort of sports. But that's down the hall. That's extra 106.3, Atlanta's only conservative news talk station.
Oh, I know. Ric Flair has some issues that you can help solve for him if you want to go down that road.
I think Chrissy's beyond help. I don't think he can be helped.
We're not allowed to talk about the Ric Flair issue because they're bringing it up on Chuck and Chernoff with Amanda later today.
Oh, okay.
So we'll stop talking about it now.
What's the Ric Flair?
You said too much.
No, I want you to say this now. What's the Ric Flair issue?
He was in a restaurant. He got thrown out of the restaurant.
Oh, you're going to get us in trouble, Nick.
He said, I put this place over. He used a wrestling term. The guy has no idea what reality is.
Oh, no.
He hates the person that he was. Watch the documentary. Hates the person that he was growing up, so he's buried that person. So he's this cartoon character now. That's who he is.
So, in other words, there's audio video of him.
Yes.
Yeah. It's clear as
punching
day.
Punching down.
Yes.
Punching down.
But he leave the lady a $1,000 tip, so I'll give him credit for that. Or at least he says, put down $1,000 for yourself, honey.
I think he's actually doing all right now with this marijuana stuff, from what I understand. He's making money again.
Did he say that he had a heart attack in his last match?
That I don't know.
No, am I crazy?
Yes, no.
His retirement match?
Yeah, the retirement match.
I think he said he fell to the canvas and he had a heart attack. Is that true? Or is that, like, does he think he had a heart attack?
Or is it just a work?
Is it documented?
Like everything else is in wrestling.
Feels like it's a work.
But the video's up. For consumption
on
the next platform.
Was he in? Like a nice place?
I'm trying to figure out what it was. It looked like just a local, you know, mom and pop.
It was a pizza place in Gainesville, Florida. He was in Gainesville for his daughter's graduation from Florida.
It looked like there was like seven people, if that, in the bar. And he had one of those loud jackets on that he wears every place. I mean, he's living the gimmick. That's what he's doing.
He does say that he did have a heart attack in that match, but he didn't learn about the fact it was a heart attack until like a year later.
Yeah, because it wasn't in the script. Now, how do you find out you had a heart attack a year later? What kind of EKG goes back a year in time?
You don't. I'll answer that question. Of course he is. He's doing anything he can for attention.
Kind of like Trey Young, where he said, and I quote, Should have been a Hawk to start, but that's for another day.
Yeah, we'll talk about
Anthony Edwards.
We'll talk about Trae Young making a career decision in the next segment. Plus, the early betting lines are out there for Georgia. If you're a gambling degenerate and you want to make some futures plays, we got some advice
out there
for you next. We'll do that, Coach Quinn, when we come back here on Chiellini and Domino, your flagship for Braves baseball. That's who we are. 7:20 first pitch with the Red Sox tonight.
Kevin McAlpin show coming up tonight.
Kevin McAlpin's clubhouse report is coming up.
He's stuck on the elevator
with Mark Bowman from MLB.com. So they are back together again. It's the Fan 680, 93.7 FM and the Fan app.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Chiellini, Domino, Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. As you said, Chris, when you look at the numbers, someone's downloading Nickelback. Somebody's listening to it, right?
Yeah.
Everybody craps on it, but somebody's got to be listening to it.
I hate listening. I hate these guys. I'm going to listen a little bit longer. I hate them so much I'm going to buy this.
Mm-hmm. So it's your X-Platform question of the day that you posted today.
Yeah. Just whatever. Just put a picture up. Just something that you wanted the world to see. Maybe something you're thinking about. Something that interests you. Whatever. I might not have explained it well, but it was just one of those where... What do you got going on today?
You were watching a documentary on Sir Edmund Hillary, who was the first to reach the summit at Mount Everest, right?
Yes.
And it's him and his Sherpa.
Yes.
And they're all windburned. It looks like they're coming out of a coal mine. So with the caption you posted, is there a picture you'd like to post for the rest of us to see to start our day? And that's the X-Platform question of the day. And pictures are coming in. Left and right. One guy just sent a picture of his head with staples in it. I don't know how that applies.
There's got to be a story.
As far as everybody wanting us to see it.
There's got to be a story to that. There seriously has to be a story to that.
I would think. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it's posted for everybody to see.
I think the other thing that I really thought about was, look, if you want to climb Everest, great. It's a test, sure. It's all those things. I just don't know why anymore. I just don't. People die.
And you won't be the first to do it. I guess, what do people say? It's there? Like I said earlier, there's a brick wall there. I don't want to drive my car into it because it's there.
Not a perfect analogy.
You are risking your life in both regards, are you not?
I agree.
And you don't really need to be doing it.
It's a great story at a cocktail party. Hey, what did you do? I played pickleball Tuesday. Yeah, I climbed Everest. I'm not telling you don't win, but is it worth it?
You know why I do it? To get chicks. That's why I do it.
Pickleball?
Yeah. Never mind Mount Everest. 1 o'clock hour brought to you by AquaGuard. So some of the early lines are out for the Georgia games this year. They're big games, courtesy of DraftKings, if you're so inclined. Now, we're going to be in a couple of weeks going to Harris Cherokee, so perhaps you'll lay down some money on some futures, as they call them in the betting world.
Yes, no doubt about it.
What about Clemson? Georgia's a 13.5-point favorite to start the season against Clemson. Which way would you lean if you had to pick?
Georgia. I'm going with what it is I've seen. It's a big number, but is it really to open up a game?
Alabama at Alabama in September. Georgia is a 4.5-point favorite in that game.
I kind of like Georgia in that one, too. But I don't know why I like them. Against Clemson, I'm just playing the quarterback is coming back. I have an advantage in that game, and it's called quarterback play.
Auburn. Georgia's a 24-point favorite in that one.
That's a number. 24 is a number.
Now, is Kirby, because they don't really cover. Is Kirby going to start running up the score on everybody so they pay the price? Everybody's going to pay the price this year because we had to pay the price last year?
I don't think you, remember,
that's going to be their motivation, right? We came up short last year, and everybody now has to pay.
You got more spots this year, though, so the run it up is going to be really interesting. I'm going
to
tell you,
save guys. Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. Yeah. I got to save guys because I don't care
about.
I might
be playing
covering
an extra game, by the way, too.
I got to keep everybody healthy to the best of my ability, anyway.
I'm kind of curious to see whatever the committee comes out and says on Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. They've always said margin of victory doesn't matter. You would think in a world where there's more, you wouldn't need the run up the score thing, but you might. I'm always erring on the side of I don't care. If I can beat you by 40, I'm beating you by 40. 30 isn't enough if I can beat you by 40.
Texas, they're a point and a half.
They're
favorite.
A favorite in every game.
Yes, they are. Okay. But these are the lines. Some are bigger than others. They're a 22-point favorite against Florida, a 7-point favorite against Ole Miss at Ole Miss, and Tennessee at home, they're 17.5-point favorites. Even though the schedule looks a lot tougher, the two games, or three games, I guess, to look at where they're single-digit favorites, Alabama and Texas and Ole Miss, are those three big games, according to, again, DraftKings.
I'm not ready for the college football season to start. I've enjoyed the NBA playoffs, I think, more than a lot of other people have. I really have enjoyed the NBA playoffs. I don't watch a ton of the regular season. I certainly didn't watch Minnesota a lot. I definitely didn't watch Oklahoma City. But I like seeing what's happening. Can Boston go on with what a lot of people said was the best team they've had in a couple of decades? Will they win? This Knicks thing, is it really a thing or is it not? I'm all in. I think, though, by the time college football season rolls around and the idea of 12 and the idea of teams coming into their new conferences, it is going to feel sort of refreshingly new this year, is it not?
Oh, yeah, it has to.
Yeah, because of the playoff system and because of teams that have moved to the conferences that we care the most about.
And now if you're a guy like Lane Kiffin, if you're a guy like James Franklin,
you got a shot.
I heard the locker room talking about this a couple of days ago. On one hand, Tony Barnhart brought this up, too, as he was on with him. On one hand, you have a shot, but on the other hand, is there more pressure on you?
Oh, no.
Because now you can't say, well, you know, it's only four.
Yeah. No, that's a thing. You know, we will see a guy or two get fired because they were close in a world where if you had just won this game, you would have been in. Therefore, I might have to fire you. It's we've given you everything.
And James Big Game Franklin certainly comes to mind there, as in he's never won a big game.
Let me ask you this.
As in they've lost big games because of him.
Yeah, I think
because of decisions he made.
I will say this. He's sort of like Doc Rivers to me.
That's a good analogy.
Where's my advantage?
You're insulting Doc, because at least Doc has a ring.
I know.
Doesn't have a ring. That was the only title that regime won with KG and Allen and Paul Pierce.
But for guys who are supposed to be good at their job, there are times that I should feel advantage me if this is my team. My coach gives me an advantage. I don't sense I have any advantage with Doc Rivers. I don't sense I have an advantage with James Franklin.
Zero adjustments that guy makes during games.
Hey.
Zero. If something's failing, gosh darn it, I'm just going to keep doing it.
Quick
question. Saw it against Ohio State. You saw it against Michigan last year. Let's just keep doing it.
I don't want to be guilty of this any longer because the picture that I put up. Do you guys know the name of the Sherpa that was with Sir Edmund Hillary?
No.
Okay. Adam, do you? Tenzing Norgay. Tenzing Norgay.
How would they know that?
Well, I mean, nobody would know that. But that's the problem. You should know his name.
Okay, well, I apologize.
No.
I couldn't remember it.
Just generally speaking, if it's one guy, well, no, this guy literally.
Tenzing Nordberg, is that his name?
Norgay.
Oh.
Tenzing Norgay.
Must kill Nordberg.
No, that's not what this is. My question to you guys would be, I don't know how many feet it is. Maybe I should know this. How far up do you think you get? Would you get to base camp one?
I don't even know what base camp one is.
But, like, it's that's where you have to stop because the oxygen is a little bit less.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't think I would either. But I know that. So why risk my life?
Right.
Why?
I mean, how do you
train? Or
that's the word I was going to use. How do you train?
I think there are people, like I
like to go to workout anytime or LA Fitness and go on the elliptical.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different climbing Mount
Everest. With all due respect, listen, I'm telling you, you're in much better shape in a lot of ways, not mentally, physically than I am.
Mm-hmm.
You ran walk the Peachtree.
I did, yeah.
My guess is if you're run walking the Peachtree, Everest should not be the next thing that you
probably
try
not
to do.
No.
Right? There's got to be a few things in between.
Running isn't for me.
There's really only one way to train for Everest. That's with a montage.
Yeah.
Base Camp 1 is a little over 19,000 feet above sea level, and that doesn't sound good. 3.7 miles to get just to Base Camp 1.
And do you know why you stop? You know why you have to stop on your way up? Oxygen in your blood. Like, you could literally have an aneurysm or a... embolism or something bad could happen.
Something that involves an ism.
It's too big. So you have to sit and your body has to get used to it. Even that sounds to me like, why would I want to do that? I don't think my body wants me to do that. What's that?
What year did the Nordberg guy do?
50, no, well, it was two of them. It was 53. I think it's 1953.
They couldn't even put on their earbuds.
Oh, no.
Music.
No.
Listen to that montage.
No.
That could have motivated a lot of people back
then. They probably had an iPod shuffle then.
I think when I got to the first dead body is when I would turn around and say, let me go back down. This isn't for me.
I think the fact that I know there's dead bodies up there would stop me from even making the attempt.
Nick, here's the difference between you and Adam. Adam, you're a visualizer. Adam, he's a realist.
Yeah,
he needs
like
to
a dead
see
body.
A touch of feeling.
Yeah, it is a dead body. Yeah, it's a dead body.
I don't know, man.
How did he die? For just doing what you're doing. Oh, okay. Well, then I'm going to head back.
You know what nobody's ever going to say?
I got a tea time.
You know what nobody's going to say when you see that first dead body got hit by a bus? That's not a thing. Like, they died climbing Mount Everest.
Yeah.
Multiples of people.
You think a lot of people, when they started dying, don't leave me here. Sorry. There's nothing I can do.
Yeah, I think that's
No, I don't want to die alone. Yeah, be right back.
I think that's happened.
You just stay conscious. I'll be right back.
But it's a business.
No, can't leave.
Have you seen, Adam, look at the picture. Do you know how much litter is on Mount Everest now?
Oh, yeah, I've read those articles about the litter. Because they don't want to carry it because it's weight.
Right.
So they just throw it. Like those guys in the ocean the other day.
Yeah, if there are dead bodies and a whole bunch of litter, here's what I would say. It's let's stop it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a safe assumption.
So what's the cost? You have to get it's not a license, but you have to pay to climb Mount Everest.
You have to take a course of some sort. Like I have to go to the Y and do one of those rock climbing courses?
Yeah, I don't think you're like Buck Blue where a guy is getting you on Atlanta Athletic Club on the second hole. Like, I don't think you just
want to sneak on
to Everest. But what I think it costs, somebody told me, and this a few years ago.
I've got it.
I think it's about $40,000.
Yeah, the Google quick answer is between 30 and 160.
Right, but that's that. Again, this is wrong for so many different reasons.
No,
you get what you deserve for so many different reasons.
I guess, and they're saying that includes everything, though, like travel permits, insurance, supplies, gear, all the
cemetery plot.
So let me ask you this. If the mountain is the mountain and the license to climb the mountain is the same, what's the difference in the $30,000 package and the $160,000?
Death.
I would imagine
imagine $60,000.
The $30,000.
You want gloves? Oh.
You probably don't have as trained a professional. Is my point.
Yeah, I mean, you do get.
And
what you pay
$160,000, it seems to me like you're doing the easy way. It's like a 4-star hotel, 5-star hotel. Oh, we're not climbing Everest the way those people.
Oh, you want a jacket? You're gonna need our Everest Plus package. That's $100,000.
I don't know, man. That's weird to me.
You want a toque? That's going to cost you another $5,000.
I respect you wanting to do it. I don't think it's really a map.
What about the Appalachian Trail? Would you do that from Georgia to Maine?
How about Kenesaw Mountain? What's that going to run me?
No, you can just
it's free.
You can just do that. The Appalachian Trail, though, what's the bear situation? Like, is that, can you get lost?
Well, there's going to be some bears.
Can you get lost? Like, is it one trail? Like, you don't wander off the trail.
Is that why it would cost you more money? You would have a more experienced Sherpa with you that could fight off the bears?
You got a better tent.
Well, if you buy our Oregon Trail Plus package, we can avoid the bears.
Just seems really strange.
There's no bears on Everest, right?
No.
No polar bears or anything?
Not that you know of. Not that you know of.
Drinking Coca-Cola.
Waiting for Christmas.
Yeah,
when's Santa coming?
I don't think they're on Everest.
It must be an incredible.
If you start to see them, I think the end is near because you're hallucinating.
I'm gonna give you the cheapest thing about this whole thing, and this is I know this sounds terrible. I'm telling you, so don't tell me. I'm telling you, it sounds terrible. I've watched the 4K high definition version of a Vatican City tour. I've seen things on my TV, and I go, oh, I'm pretty satisfied seeing it. I'm not telling you if you get to the top of Everest, it's not incredibly beautiful. Guess what I've seen? The view from the top of Everest.
Yeah, but if you...
I thank those who brought a camera up there to let me experience that. It's breathtaking.
If you take,
I just don't need to do it.
If you take the Vatican tour, there's no chance your spleen's going to explode. If you go to Everest, there's a chance that's going to happen. There's not bodies all along the Vatican tour.
My point there was, as an ugly American, I go, I think I've been to the Vatican.
Yeah.
It was on high definition on my TV. I know that's not really the case.
But with Everest, it might really be.
I've seen the view.
Yeah, we'll find out what's coming up with a guy who's never climbed and never will climb Mount Everest, Kevin McAlpin and Mark Bowman. He's certainly not going to climb Mount Everest. They bring you the Braves Clubhouse Report. We'll talk to them next, find out what's coming up. After a brief dump, do you have something you want to throw on the table, Domino, when we come back?
Yeah, I probably do.
All right, he'll work through that as well as we wrap up
Wednesday.
We're
going to have a special guest next Thursday.
All right. Well, I'll fill you. I think we are, and I think
that's
I know where you're going.
That's the Dump Gold package.
But for those who don't know it, we'll be, as Matt Lear said, a part of the Dump Gold package. It's going to cost you a little bit extra. Chiellini, Domino here on your flagship for Braves baseball. 720 against the Red Sox tonight. 605, the Ford leadoff show. It's the Fan 680-93.7 FM and the Fan app.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Okay, you're ready now. That's it. I can sit right down into it. All right, Sarah, just keep your eyes on me. Sarah, that's great. You're starting to look like a pro. Keep going.
Go, oh, God.
Sarah!
Yeah.
Geronimo!
Oh, no.
That's a long way down.
A long way. Jeez.
There you go.
Who does number two work for?
Great scene, cliffhanger when she falls.
Yeah,
back then, you know, CGI was in its infancy stages.
That wasn't CGI. That woman. Yeah, she said, I want the part.
The actress is no longer with us. 154, wrapping up a Wednesday afternoon. Mark Bowman, Kevin McAlpin standing by. They're going to bring you the Braves Clubhouse Report at 2 o'clock. In the meantime, Domino has a dump.
Please get Austin Rivers ready. I want to play him one more time because I think there was a chance for Pat McAfee and company to go in on him, and they let him off the hook. But let's start with Stephen A., because every once in a while, you read something on social media, and you go, well, that must be true. This is about a player who did not post braggadociously. How could you give up on me, blah, blah, blah. But listen to how Stephen A. Smith not only took it, but it was hook, line, sinker, and sinker again.
Listen, you know it's bad, Shannon. When Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, my MVP for this season, the young star for the Oklahoma City Thunder, the brother put up this tweet. Him, all right, what is that, Gallinari or whatever?
Gallinari.
And six different first round picks. The opposition who's in the playoffs, literally, I mean, you got a young thoroughbred calling you out and saying, y'all gave me up. Along with all of that for what you got.
Yeah, he didn't do that.
He didn't do that.
It wasn't a real tweet.
That's a mess.
That's that piece of shit.
That's a mess. All right, Jake Paul. I didn't realize it had come down to this. He loves Mike Tyson, but he's got a declaration as to what has to happen. Once again on Netflix, somebody has got to what?
You said you got to end Mike?
Yeah, I got it.
You got to?
It's war, bro. All us there in love and war. I love the guy, but as soon as it turned into to die.
It's going to kill Mike Tyson, huh?
Yeah, one of us has to die.
Hmm.
You want to talk about selling a fight.
He's been watching too many Rocky movies, if you ask me.
Seems premeditated.
Yeah. One of us has to die. He loves him. But I ain't dying today.
I'm going to feel really dirty for watching this fight.
Yeah, you're going to watch it.
Really dirty. Sure. I'm going to watch it, but I'm going to feel really bad about myself when it's done.
I watched another Tyson, you know, hitting a fat guy with the fake hands on. And I was like, damn, he looks pretty good. Now, again, he ain't getting punched.
The fat guy's not moving.
No, and it was like 14 seconds. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to watch. I'm not going to lie. Last one. Here is Austin Rivers. I'm with Pat McAfee, and I'm going to tell you something. Pat McAfee should have everybody he's ever played with and around in the NFL killing him today for not We're not really putting a kibosh on this.
Where the best athletes in the world are, that's us. I can take 30 players right now in the NBA and throw them in the NFL. You cannot take 30 NFL players and put them in the NBA.
Let's all relax.
It's because you get a break every play. All you got to do is catch the ball and run north or south.
Listen, our sport.
It ain't complex.
Our sport's better.
Yeah. He wanted to wear smarter, better. What are you talking about? That guy just said he'll take 30 NBA players and drop them into the NFL. Okay, let me tell you what an NFL player would do, knowing that you just believe that you can play my sport.
All you have to do is catch the ball and run straight.
Yeah.
You'd get killed.
Yeah.
That's what would happen.
And the way he says it is, but you couldn't take 30 NFL guys and put them in the NBA. My problem with McAfee is they start talking about, well, LeBron, yeah, Zion, yeah. They start talking about guys who could do it. Why? I would tell Austin Rivers, listen, this is truly one of the dumbest things that's ever been said. And I'm going to give you a chance by hanging up on you right now to think about what it is you did.
Or cutting off the interview.
McAfee should hear from... What did J.J. Watt say? He sort of fell in love with...
You don't have a job right now in either sport, he told Austin Rivers. Go ahead, give it a shot.
So stupid.
That's what I would have said. You know, this show is very powerful. We could set it up for you if you want to prove to everybody that you can handle the rigors of an NFL training camp.
Well, why did McAfee start playing along? Start naming NBA guys we thought could play in the NFL.
I don't know.
So ridiculous.
Look, that show's not for me. I am not their target audience. It's the best response
Kevin
I can give.
And Mark Bowman.
Kevin McAlpin and family have been free.
That's right. We are free from the elevator. Still.
Oh, I thought you meant bigger picture.
No.
Mind, spirit, body, you're free.
Well, that too.
Down the hall and to the left.
That all helped once those elevator doors popped open.
It was nice to see the Braves actually win a game last night. And the Clubhouse Report is coming up. What's on the program you and Bowman are presenting today?
Yeah, Bowman's going to be in studio. He's sitting to my left as we speak. Hello, Mark Bowman.
Hello.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about last night's win. A two-game series, a two-game homestand. These are so strange. Bowman's actually going to New York, too. So we'll get into that.
You mean to go watch the Braves?
Yeah, to go to the Braves.
He's not going to see a couple of shows.
Well, he's going to see Billy Joel tomorrow. Right.
Is that right? Are you?
Good for him.
Fancy day.
It's a night off, you know. When in Rome, Mark Fancy Bowman. Day. When in Rome, or in this case, New York.
I hope you get a good special guest, because he has been known to pull out special guests.
His ex there last time, Christy Brinkley.
Yeah. Uptown girly polite on. Yeah.
She didn't come out and do that same walking dance that she did in the video.
She don't have to. She got the alimony.
She didn't have to do it then.
She got the alimony. She's fine. She's fine. What else you got?
I don't know. We're going to watch the Phillies game. No, I know. We'll talk about tonight. We'll talk about the offense.
Let me tell you how that's going to go. The Phillies are going to win.
Probably.
Yeah. That's how that's going to go.
Three more homers.
Yeah, that's how it's going to go.
Is it 18 out of 21? Is that what they've done?
That's right.
Good grief.
Whatever.
Hey, let them peak early, right?
It is afternoon baseball.
Sure.
The Phillies and Blue Jays are going at it right now. So the Clubhouse Report is up next. I want to thank Matt Lear, Adam Gillespie, Derek Thomas on the other side of the glass. Also want to thank Billy Gardell for joining us. He is at the Punchline this weekend. Punchline.com to get some tickets. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. We're back tomorrow at 11. Cellini, Domino, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
I'm out of here.
Bye-bye.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.